my cook for her 18 years. See, that's how come I got started, you know, Joe. I cooked for him 18 years. Other folks were cooking for him, but I cooked for 18 years. His food was for him, and Miss Cloud, Miss all of her grandchildren, they call me Grandma.
Is that right?
They call me Grandma. Right now, she starved them, and she didn't go, but they call me Grandma. When they see me, they be glad to see me in her chair right now.
Sure.
Now, her grandson, Pip from the school, yesterday, I didn't go to church. He killed them three little squirrels and brought them here, her grandson.
How about that's pretty nice.
Every Christmas, put it with all of them and give me a Christmas present right now.
That's very nice. Tell me about what you call a round pastry with a hole in the middle that you cook.
You used to call them I used to cook it deep.
Here are some words. See if any of these are right. Cruller, donut, fat cake.
That's what I used to cook. Donut.
How's that?
I used to cook them donuts with round holes in it.
Right. Was there a different word? Did you make it with yeast or with just like cake dough?
Yeah, make cake dough.
Okay.
And then put some flour, mix it up there like you're beating the cake up. And then made up. You roll it out. Put the next side and roll it out.
Okay. And what about round, flat cakes that you have for breakfast with syrup on them?
Batter cake.
Okay. And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that is salted but not smoked?
Thigh. I know what how they call what cup and call that. Come out the milling.
Okay. And what about pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl and the hog's head and so forth? The meat is cut up and it's pressed.
Call that souse.
Okay. And what do you call that hard thing in the middle of a cherry? You know, when you... you eat a cherry, there's a little tiny thing in the middle you have to spit out.
Seed.
And what about the hard thing in the center of a peach?
A kernel.
And what do you call a peach when the meat clings, sticks to the seed, sticks to the kernel, and you can't get it apart?
Pickle.
And if it separates easily from the peach, what kind of peach is that when the meat breaks away from the seed?
Clear seed.
Okay. And tell me about what kind of beans that you have around here that don't have to be shelled when you cook them. You just break them up.
Snap beans.
Okay. And what are those that do have to be shelled?
Them peas.
Okay. Do you have any others beside peas that are flat, bigger and flat maybe?
No. That.
Any that are shelled that are green?
Talking about the peas.
Any beans that are
butter beans.
Okay, is that a green one or a colored one?
Yeah, here's a green one.
Okay.
Cause they ain't no more about that long.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be cooked and eaten?